Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel traveling back from Las Vegas for Media Days. Bill Bush is out fishing. I am Jake Sorensen with the Husker Hall of Famer, Terrell Farley, for Day 2. Farley, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jake.
Are you awake and alert?
I'm always awake, Jake. I'm auditioning for your show for future. For the future.
How's it going for you, think so?
Yeah, I think it's going good.
What do you think the Breakers think?
Man, we got to get a great bond together, I think. You know, we're already like work buddies.
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, we're buddies.
Yeah, you know, I call you, I text you, you don't text me back. Or
that's not true.
Call me back.
No,
you know?
I.
That's why I stopped. I stopped calling you. You're not my friend.
You did stop calling me.
Yeah, I did. Because I started to say, yeah, Jake's really not my
friend.
I
answer 40% of the time.
That's right. 20%
no,
of the time.
No, I mean it was 40.
Yeah, you don't text back. You don't call back.
You know what the problem is? You send me TikTok. I don't do TikTok. I don't have TikTok on my phone.
Yeah. You need
to
get it.
When people – no, I don't want it. I already have enough. I'm addicted. You know, I'm already got Twitter and, you know, X and Instagram. I don't need another thing to take up my time. So anyone out there that text me or text the text line, I don't open TikTok. I don't do it. I never have. I probably never will. I know that Sip says he gets information from TikTok. I said, good for you. I'll find another way.
Information from TikTok?
Yeah, he gets information from TikTok.
TikTok doesn't give any information. I get mine from X. If I was going to go anywhere, X
would be. I had pushed back on him saying, really, you get TikTok.
TikTok's a bunch of dancers.
They do recaps of games sometimes on there.
You can only do it for 30 seconds.
His algorithm.
You can't put 10-minute videos on TikTok. It doesn't even go that far.
Yeah, he watches a 30-second recap.
Yeah, 30-second recap. Oh, my God.
By the way, Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we'll hear from Shin Daddy next week when he returns, when Bill Bush returns to the studio. But thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 of Early Break. 464-5685, call or text as always. Back to Media Days. And by the way, our guys out there, DP, Jay Foreman, Nick Sainert,
and
Austin
Iron Man.
Orman, the Iron Man.
Austin.
Austin went 9 hours of radio. Probably do it again today. Coverage of that is sponsored by Currency, Stevens and Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha. We did play some audio from Matt Rhule in the first segment. We'll go back to Matt Rhule for some additional audio because he was commenting, Farley, about how Nebraska's lost so many close games because they weren't quite good enough. Wasn't using excuse of, bad luck. He just said we weren't good enough. But things are turning now. Here's Matt Rhule from yesterday on things getting better in terms of that. And he brings up the Iowa loss as well in terms of a tough loss. Here is Matt Rhule from Media Days yesterday on close losses, including the one to Iowa, to close the season.
I got great news. Nothing that happened last year carries over into this year, and that's a good thing, right? Like, the Iowa loss at the end of the year was really, really probably painful, but sometimes it's the pain you need. It's the pain that spurs you forward in the offseason when, you know, guys get a little bit complacent, and there's no complacency at the University of Nebraska right now. Our guys all understand that we've got good enough players. Well, we have an excellent roster. We're fast. We're explosive. We've got veterans where we need to. We're good on the lines. We've got great coaches. But we're going to have to go perform. And that performance comes from guys owning it and not listening to anything else, not listening to the guy in the locker room complaining, like shutting all that up and saying, hey, Husker football, it's about performance. It's about us going out there and getting it done. And so that's why I mentioned the classroom. That's why I mentioned the growth of these guys. You see a team that understands that. So I look forward to the first close game. I look forward to seeing our guys execute in it. But it's not something out here. It's about getting young people to be a little bit better each year, recruiting good players, and I think you'll see a good team this year.
One more from Matt Rhule on close losses from before he addressed that from yesterday.
I think we lost a lot of those games because we just weren't good enough. I think it's just sometimes a great storyline to say, hey, you know what, close loss here, close loss. I mean, and there's some of it, but our focus has been on, like, just improving as a team. Because they don't all have to be close. You know, some of those games, why don't we win by 14? I saw a different mindset from our team in the Pinstripe Bowl. You know, we were up and they came back. We had to make a couple plays. Dylan made a play. Ramir Stewart hit a power to win the game on 4th and 2. And what I saw for the first time was not a lot of panic. But that panic comes from when you don't think you control what happens. When you're, like, listening to all the outside narratives, and we should be doing this and we should do that. And finally the team grows up. It's what people always ask me about year three. Finally the team grows up and they're like, well, I got to go make the play, and I got to go pick the ball off, and I got to go block the punt. And, you know, none of those special teams errors were coached that way. You know, so we take ownership of it, don't get me wrong, but, like, it's a much different feeling when you walk in with a bunch of guys that now they know they're good. And some of them, they're the same players. They're just good because they're a year into the system. And that 250-pound guy is now 280-pound guy, a 280-pound guy. So I'm an incrementalist. I believe in just getting a little bit better every year.
So a lot to unpack there, but we all know, Farley, for years, Nebraska has been close. They've had a lot of close losses. Bo Pelini was really good at winning close games. His record was outstanding in close games. And that's why they went 9-4, 10-4, because they didn't blow a lot of teams out. They blew some out, but they won with special teams, with defense and clutch offense. And Nebraska, under Scott Frost and sometimes under Mike Riley, but definitely under Matt Rhule, has had the same thing where they're good enough to be in the game. And as Matt Rhule said, they weren't good enough to get over the hump and win. He thinks that's different now. This fan base, Farley, has felt snake bit at times from all the different close losses. You were a player, and you obviously blew out a lot of teams in your way to success, but how do you get over that hump mentally of we're so close and then starting to win close games versus losing them?
Well, I think it's the player's mindset. I mean, when you have these close games, you got to play them like that. I mean, and when I say that, it's like when the offense turned the ball over, defensive guy can't get mad.
Yep.
He got to be that type of guy. Say, hey, let's go get the ball back for our guys. You know, let's go out there and do a 3-and-out. Let's go take an interception. Let's go block a kick. What Matt Rhule is talking about, they got to have that type of confidence. Plenty of times when Tommy them turned the ball over sometime, we'll go right back out there. Two plays later, we get a turnover because we're trying to put our guys right back on the field. And they got to have that mindset that nothing can stop us. You know, even if somebody scores on an 80-yard run, that happened to us quite a few times. Now, not mostly, but when we played a Washington State team, they scored on the first play of the game. You know, we knew then that it was a ball game and we had to tighten up and play our game. So these players need to learn the mindset of, you know, study your book more, study your playbook more, know the situations, know what predicament you in when you're in a 3rd and 3 or what side of the hash the ball is. So most of these things are come by studying the field, studying the position of the offense.
That's why I look at, and again, people always think I'm an Iowa fan. I'm not, but here's the thing about Iowa. When Nebraska has played Iowa almost every year the last 10 years, It's been a close game. I mean, there's been a couple. They beat Nebraska badly in the last year of Mike Riley. I get that. And a couple years before that, too. But Iowa has trailed oftentimes in those games late. I mean, a couple years ago, Nebraska was up by 15 points in Lincoln. It was like 21-6, something like that. And Nebraska lost the game because they blocked a punt for a touchdown. They got a pick when they had to do it. And they just, the fourth quarter, they took over and beat Nebraska. They waited for Nebraska to mess up and took advantage of it. Last year, Nebraska's up 10-0.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Iowa, they get a great play from Caleb Johnson, breaks a bunch of tackles, goes in for the touchdown, and then Nebraska muffs a punt at the 5. Nebraska misses a field goal, and they take advantage of that by closing you out. That's what you have to do. You have to be the team that takes advantage of mistakes by the other team and then capitalizes on them. Nebraska has not capitalized or forced enough mistakes by other teams in recent years, Farley. They have not.
Yeah, well, it's just the attitude of the team. I mean, once you get down, you can't bring the whole team down, and they need to learn that type of situation, that stuff. When you get in those situations, when you're down, that's what you want. You want to be that comeback team. You want to be that hero who's going to win the game for your team. So I didn't have a chance to be a hero in most of the games, because most of our games were 70 and 50.
But you blocked some punts, though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that mentality that you want to be a game changer. And a lot of these guys, they you know, like that run from Caleb Johnson. That is inexcusable
by Nebraska's defense.
That took the spirit out of that whole defense.
It did.
I mean,
they shut him down the entire game.
Yeah. And that one play cost us the game because of probably somebody lacking, somebody not paying attention. You got to have mental concentration when you're out there on the field, especially in the heat, in a close, tight ball game.
I'm pretty sure that play, if I remember, was the very first play of the fourth quarter. Like they went to the sideline and said, "We're going to score right here. Give me the ball. I'm going to make a big play." And he broke, I don't know, 5-6 tackles and scores the touchdown. And Nebraska again fails to execute and go win the game and lose in regulation by a long field goal by Stevens, the kicker. But that's too often the case. Iowa is mentally tough. Nebraska is not. Nebraska has probably been, a lot of times, a more talented team than Iowa, at least offensively. Defensively, maybe not so much the case, but offensively, yes. But they have found ways as a team to stick together and beat you and wait for your demise. And Nebraska just... they don't do that. Now, here's Matt Rhule from yesterday, more about he thinks this team, he just said right there that, you know, they're getting better, they're getting better as a team, but he thinks they're getting ready to make a run. Matt Rhule from Media Days yesterday.
And if I say one thing, I'll say this. We like our football team. We like our football team a lot. We believe in the guys. It's those four guys I mentioned. It's all the guys back in Lincoln. We believe that we can play with anybody. And we've had our highs and lows, our ups and downs. We've been through a lot in 2 years together, and we're going to go make a run at this thing this year. So,
I hear Matt Rhule say that he has high expectations. He says we can compete with anyone. We believe in our team. They have high expectations, Farley, and part of that is, again, like we just said here, is you have to find a way to win close games. Right now, Nebraska enters the season not clear at kicker. Kicker is very important in close games.
I like the guy from last year.
John Hull, but he had a little nagging injury, though.
Well, I think he solidified that position in Ohio State last year.
Right.
He did some things that we probably didn't think he was going to do. He kicked a couple of 50-yarders, so you don't really have a problem. He just needs to get better.
Understood.
But you know, you got the right.
And that's a big reason why teams win close games is they have great kickers too. It's not just a great quarterback or a great offensive line or defense making a play. It's special teams is a huge part. That's a huge part of Iowa's success is blocking kicks, making long field goals, pinning guys down at the 1 yard line with punts. Like that is an exceptional unit that they have. And that's what keeps them in games.
Yeah, but when you block kicks, it's a mental breakdown on the line. It's not a mental breakdown for the kicker. I mean, these guys are busting through the line. I mean, some guys don't get in the game. And even when you get in on extra point, you should be that hyped just to get in the game.
Yes.
Some guys don't get in, period.
Understood.
Yeah.
But, again, it has been just a complete frustrating time to – I mean, even that – people joked about it, Farley, but go back to 2021. Year after COVID, Nebraska goes 3-9, and people say, "Oh, it's the best 3-9 ever, best 3-9 team ever in college football." That doesn't matter.
There's no such thing.
He lost all the games by one score or less. Big whoop. I mean, that proves that you were not quite good enough. It means you were talented, and you probably didn't do enough to exceed expectations and get over the hump. But you were missing something big time there to continually be at the doorstep, knocking. And nobody answering on your own team to get over the hump.
I like that part, Jake. But when Matt Rule said he has the pieces, I mean, everybody has the pieces. You just got to put them together.
Right.
Now, the puzzle always is going to have that one piece missing, but you got to find that piece early. So, with Nebraska, I mean, I wouldn't talk about it as much because Matt Rule sells himself. But, you know, I'm that take it one game at a time guy.
I think that's a good way to live, Farley.
Yeah, you got to take it one game at a time because if you look ahead of Michigan, I'm not worried about the Houston Christians, but this Cincinnati team is if that team upsets you, then this season is already down the hole.
That's what I keep saying. I mean, I don't think anyone's trying to overlook Cincinnati, but that game is a huge barometer test for the season. If this season is going to be one that goes 8, 9, 10 wins, you got to beat Cincinnati. You don't have to beat them by 14-20. You got to win the game. If it's a close game, prove in game one, Farley, you can beat a Power 4 team in a close game.
Yeah, kick.
Make
I
a
don't
kick.
Care if it's a field goal.
Make a kick. Block a kick.
Yeah.
Get a pick late. Get a big touchdown late. Like, no excuses.
And I think that's what Eckler's probably going to do. He's going to put a lot of pressure on kickers. And you got to have more than one kick blocker. You know, we had two kick blockers. I had a partner, Eric Warfield, who was probably almost better than me at blocking kicks. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with having two guys that can do it better than anybody.
Here's more from Matt Rule on team accountability from yesterday at Media Days. Here's Matt Rule.
Good organizations win because everyone owns the product. Like very rarely on a bad team, when you take over a bad team, do you hear people say, like, you know what, I got to do better. And the reason why I believe that we're about to make the jump that we're going to make is because each and every day, whether it's our administration, whether it's the people around us, no one's saying it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. Everyone's owning the product. And so, yes, we have to win more. That's the deal. But we came into a program that, you know, we knew was going to take a little bit of time to fix. And so I think we're close to fixed. In terms of something I would have told myself when I was younger.
So saying the right things, Farley. He's saying the right things in terms of this team, and accountability is strong. No one's pointing fingers or blaming others. They're on the same page. If that's truly what's happening and we see that in fall camp and we see that early on in the season, then maybe, just maybe, this could be an exciting season.
Just go play football.
Don't we deserve that as a fan base?
I just want us to go play football. You know, I love Matt Rule talking, but, you know, a used car salesman does the same thing, you know. I just want you to go out there and win games. I don't care how you win them, how ugly they look, or how pretty they look. We just need to win games.
Fair enough. By the way, I think this is a decent comment regarding, I mean, I hate to keep going back to the Frost era if we moved on, but I mentioned 2021. Nebraska goes 3-9. Someone says this, after deciding to not play in the bowl game after the COVID season, they had no chance to win close games in 2021. Keep in mind, every team, Farley, every team in the country was eligible to make the postseason that year. They said, if you want to play a bowl game, what game you want to go to? Nebraska sued the conference to play football and chose not to play football to end the season when everyone could. That was a bad omen maybe for the next year to happen in terms of team jointness together.
Yeah, poor move on Scott Frost.
It was a very, very poor move, no doubt about that. Before we get to break, Farley, try to help you out with something here. If you want to make your house look like the beacon on the hill of your street, I have one thing for you. Halo Custom Lights. You can change your lights from, you could be right now in Vegas with DP and Jay and Nick and Austin. You could change your lights to red and white for Nebraska. Change them to aqua and orange for the Dolphins if you want to. You go red, white, and blue for America. HaloCustomLighting.com changes lives, changes neighborhoods, changes homes. I want you to get on board with this, Farley.
I'm on board.
Yeah, I want you on board with this.
You just don't have to look at me. You want to be like
me and Bill and others in the neighborhood, please go to HaloCustomLighting.com. Make your house the beacon on the hill today. When we come back, Bill's Thrills, but it's Jake's Takes today. Wildcard Wednesday, next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.